So let's review. The previous Mishnah discussed the machlekes Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon regarding Tumas, Mikdash, or Kedashav. If one did not know of Tumas Kedash Mikdash, not before and not after he committed that Avera, there is a machlekes. Si'iri haragolim v'si'iri shechadashim mechaprin, did Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that the Sir HaChatas that was brought with the Musafim on Yom Tov and the Sir HaChatas that was brought with the Musafim on Rish Chaydish achieved complete kapara for this Avera. And Rabbi Shimon disagrees and says, Si'iri haragolim mechaprin, avolay si'iri resh chadashim, only the Si'iri golim achieved kapara for this category of Ein Bo Yediyah Bechlal, but the Sir Rish Chaydish does not achieve kapara for this category. Rather, al mas Si'iri resh chadashim mechaprin, al atar sha'achla satameh. The Sir Rish Chaydish achieves kapara for a tahar person who ate kachim that was tameh. The Gemara first discusses the sources for Rabbi Yehuda. Regarding Si'iri resh chadashim mechaprin, al she'im b'yediyah lo b'tchila v'lo b'seif, because the pasuk of Rish Chaydish states, v'sir izim echad l'chatzis l'Hashem. The words l'chatzis l'Hashem teach, chet she'ein makar boi ela Hashem, yehei Si'ir zeh mechaper. The Sir Rish Chaydish atones for Tumas Mikdash Kedashim that was known only to Hashem, but was not known to the transgressor. In other words, al she'im b'yediyah lo b'tchila v'lo b'seif. However, the Sir Rish Chaydish does not atone for other averis that were known only to Hashem, because there is a mametzina from Sir Achitzin to Sir Rish Chaydish, that hoil b'zebo b'zman kavua, b'zebo b'zman kavua. Since Sir Achitzin and Sir Rish Chaydish are similar in that they are both brought on fixed days, Yom Kippur and Rish Chaydish, therefore, ma zeh ein mechaper el atumas mikdash kedashav, av zeh ein mechaper el atumas mikdash kedashav. Like Sir Achitzin, the Sir Rish Chaydish atones only for tumas mikdash kedashav, but not for other averis. And regarding Si'ir HaGolim Mechaprin, Al She'im B'Yediyah, Lo B'Tchila B'Lei B'Seif, because Si'ir V'Soir, as Rashi explains, B'Kulu K'siv V'Soir, Vav Meitzav Al Inyan Rishon LaHakish. Regarding all the Si'ir Chattas, the Pasuk states V'Soir with an additional letter Vav to compare one to the other. Therefore, V'Iskish, Si'ir HaGolim L'Si'ir Rish Chadashim. There's a Hekish from Rish Chaydish Sar to the Sar HaGolim and that Masi Rish Chadashim. Ein mechaben elah she'im b'yediyah lo b'tchila v'lo b'seif. Av si'ir golem ein mechaben elah she'im b'yediyah lo b'tchila v'lo b'seif. Just like Sar Rish Chaydish atones for Einba ve'Einba, because l'chatzis l'Hashem, so too the si'ir golem atones for Einba ve'Einba. The Gemara inquires according to Rabbi Yehuda. Iba Elohu, kiyam Rabbi Yehuda al she'im b'yediyah lo b'tchila v'lo b'seif, hanemi l'b'chet she'ein seifu li'vada? Does Rabbi Yehuda hold that the Si'ir HaGolim Rish Chaydish atone only for Tumas Mikdash Kedashav that others did not witness and will never become known to the transgressor, and only this is considered Chet She'in Makar Be'el Hashem? Aval Chet She'sev Livada Kimi She'yesh Yediyah B'Seif Dami B'Ser HaNasa B'Chutzav Yom Kippur Mechaper. However, for Tumas Mikdash Kedashav that others did witness and will become known to the transgressor, the Sar HaChitzin atones, but not the Si'ir HaGolim Rish Chaydish, because this is not considered Chet She'in Makar Be'el Hashem. Or afalachet shesev livada hashdem miachet sheimakar by Ella Hashem Karina Bay. The Si'iri regalim of Rish Chaydish atone even for Tumas Mikdash Kedashav that others did witness, because now the aver is not known to the transgressor, and therefore this is considered chet sheimakar by Ella Hashem. The Gemara cites the following brayse that explicitly says like the second tzad. Asheim b'yediyah loy b'tchila v'loy b'seif v'chet shesev livada Si'iri haregalim of Si'ir Rish Chaydishim mechaprim divrei Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara now proceeds with the sources for Reb Shimon. Regarding Si'iri Rish Chaydish Mechaprin, al atar sha'achal es atame, because there is a gzeir shava of the word avin. The pasuk of Si'iri Rish Chaydish states, v'aisa nosan lachem losis es avin ha'eda. And the pasuk of the tzitz states, v'nosa aron es avin ha'kadishim. Ma lahalan tumas basar, avkan tumas basar. Just like the tzitz atones for a carbon tame, if they sacrificed a carbon whose basar was tame, so too the Si'iri Rish Chaydish atones for eichel tame, one who ate a carbon whose basar was tame. The Gemara explains that although migmar gamrim hadadi, both tzitz and Sar Rish Chaydish derive from one another, nevertheless we cannot say that nechaped Rish Chaydish adideva adetzitz lehechad nishba tzitz. The Si'iri Rish Chaydish should atone for both eichel tame and for carbon tame if the tzitz broke. Because in the pasuk of Rish Chaydish, the singular word avin teaches avin echad hu naisei ve'ein naisei beiz avinus. The Si'iri Rish Chaydish atones for only one aver, but not for two avers. And we cannot say that v'nechapet tzitz adidei ba'di Rish Chaydish l'toma di'ir ben zeh l'zeh, that tzitz should atone for both carbon tamei and for an oichel tamei after they brought the Si'iri Rish Chaydish. Because in the pasuk of Rish Chaydish, the exclusive word aysa teaches aysa naisei avin ve'en acheres naisei avin. Only the Si'iri Rish Chaydish atones for oichel tamei, but the tzitz does not atone for oichel tamei. Rav Ashi gives another explanation. The pasuk of Rish Chaydish states, Avoin ha'eda. The superfluous letter hey minimizes, Eda v'le kadishim. The Sirish Chedesh atones only for Eichel Tamei, but not for a Karban Tamei. And the Pasuk of Tzitz states, Avoyin HaKadoshim, the superfluous letter Hey minimizes, Kadoshim V'loy Eda. The Tzitz atones only for a Karban Tamei, but not for Eichel Tamei. And the source for Reb Shimon regarding Seirah HaRegolim Mechabrin Al She'im B'Yediya, Loi B'Tchila V'Loi B'Saif, because Sa'ir V'Sa'ir, and V'Iskish Seirah HaRegolim L'Seirah Rish Chedashim. There is a hekish from Rish Chedesh, Sa'ir, to the Sa'ir HaRegolim, in that Masar the Rish Chedesh B'Milsa the Chedesh Mechabri, Av Seirah HaRegolim B'Milsa the Chedesh Mechabri. Just like the Sa'ir Rish Chedesh atones for a matter of Chedesh, so too the Seirah HaRegolim atone for a matter of Chedesh. And this hekish can only refer to Im B'Yediya B'Tchila V'Im B'Yediya B'Saif. However, the Seirah HaRegolim cannot atone for Eichel Tamei because Eisa Naisi Oven Vein Acher Naisi Oven. Only the Sa'ir Rish Chedesh atones for this Avera. And the Seirah HaRegolim cannot atone for Yesh B'Yediya B'Tchila B'Yesh B'Yediya B'Saif because Hai Bar Karban Hu, he's obligated in the Karban Eil B'Yerid. And the Seirah HaRegolim cannot atone for Yesh B'Yediya B'Tchila V'Im B'Yediya B'Saif and also not for Im B'Yediya B'Tchila V'Yesh B'Yediya B'Saif because the Pasuk of Yom Kippur states Achas Pashana. The atonements of Yom Kippur can be achieved only once a year, and the Sar HaPanimi already atones for Yeshba ve'Eimba, and the Sar HaChitzin already atones for Eimba ve'Yeshba. Therefore, Al Karchach in Mechaper, Ela Al She'Eimba Yediya Le'Betchila ve'Le'Besaif. We must say that the Seirah HaRegolim atoned for Eimba ve'Eimba, for which there is no atonement on Yom Kippur.